And when we go to a nursing home, I hope they put us together.
They got to put us together. We've told them this. We've explained this to them, that I don't care who has to come which way, whatever's cheaper and nicer. Yeah. We want a nice place, buckos. Yeah. Y'all better start bringing in the bucks. Okay? Because we're not playing.
Just get us a cabin in, you know, Chattanooga, somewhere with a
butler,
outside of Chattanooga.
With like a butler and a little private
probably
nurse.
It might be cheaper. I've heard it that might people...
We could stay at the Reed House. Honey, we could stay at the Reed House probably with a private nurse. I kid you not. Mm-hmm. Probably cheaper than we could do a nursing home.
Yeah.
Retirement home. Yep. Yeah. We got to think about that. That's okay. True.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Get in. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 118 of Designer Cornbread Podcast, reporting to you from the snowy Arctic Blast Polar Vortex of St. Louis.
And I'm broadcasting from the no snow hole of Savannah, Tennessee.
Oh, nothing, sun. but no ice either. So
no, just cold and just dreary, cold. But we have to get out in and go to freaking school.
Oh, ain't nobody want a snow day more than the teachers. Let's just be honest. Ain't nobody, forget the kids.
It's just when it's like 17 degrees outside.
Yeah.
That just means you need to get in a blanket and curl up at home and, you know,
that's
I don't know.
That's true. But that's not the way it works. That's not
the
way it works.
And then they're saying, ooh, now you're going to get 4 inches of snow on Friday. And I went, bull, just stop lying.
Oh.
Don't tell me that. I am not listening. I'm not listening to you anymore.
Yeah.
Because we were supposed to see it was coming south.
Because Avery said today it's snowing a little in chat today. Yeah.
We were supposed to get it today.
Yeah. Well, I am sorry. I am sorry for your loss on that. I will say that's typical. Like, that's very classic how St. Louis is too. Like, they tell us stuff and we never, there's no way to know. I mean, sometimes, you know, there's definitely, you know, a few times where they're like, yes, here it is. It's on the radar. We can see it come. Like, it's not, you know, it's coming straight across Kansas and it's going to come straight. But, you know, I cannot tell you the number of times the same thing. It's been like, you're, you know, so everyone freaks out and or not freaks out, but, you know, everyone's doing all the things and getting prepped. And then sometimes it just will plumb go around us. Now, yesterday, let's see, what is today? I don't know. Anyway, so
today's Monday. This is Monday, January.
I really have no idea.
For us.
Saturday. No, Sunday is when it started.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, it started Saturday night.
Okay.
Into Sunday.
Oh, that's a little earlier than I thought that y'all were going to get it. So, okay.
No, wait, is that right? Eek. I think that's right. No, that's right. It started to, but it was mostly sleet. It was a ton of just sleet, which, you know, it's just loud. You can hear it tick, 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 just little pieces of ice, which is better than freezing rain. I'll take sleet over freezing rain because that just sticks to everything. And that's when you get all kinds of craziness, but it was a ton of sleet, like storm, like level sleet. Mm-hmm. And you're like, whoa. So we had that for just almost, you know, all morning on Sunday, a lot of the day on Sunday. And then Tim and I were watching the birds at the bird feeder, as you do when you're old and you're in the snow and you're in the Midwest and you're like, oh, look at that one. Oh, look at that. Oh, she's a beaut. There's a female, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we were sitting there and saw a flash and we both were like a real pale flash. And Tim goes, was that lightning? And I was like, I think it. And then like, rumbled a big old snow thunder.
Yeah.
And I never had that before. Never had that before.
Frankly, I mean, the weather is so, because you went from what, mid 50s to zero?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a
And it was such a storm. Like I mm-hmm. said, I think because it was like a sleety, I don't know, but it was so bizarre because we were like, is that? And there it was coming down and it was just thundering. So, and then it kind of stopped for a little bit. And it was on and off a little bit of snow in there. But then overnight, late on Sunday night, all through the night into Monday morning, it dumped. I mean, we had probably about 3 inches yesterday. Probably almost two and a half to three mm-hmm. sleet and snow mix. And then today I woke up and we probably have 8-7. I thought it was 6-7, but now I'm looking
That's
at
awesome.
It and I'm like, wow. Yeah, it's
awesome.
Really and it's drifted out. It's really pretty. So you know, I'm not mad about not having to go out and do stuff today, but so that's kind of exciting over here. We just are in the snow, just living our lives.
Well,
but Tim's at work, working from home, so he's in there yakking. My dad's here with us for a couple days, too, because we knew his street wouldn't get – he lives way out in the country, and we knew it wouldn't get plowed, and he had an appointment to try to get to, which got canceled today, which is good and bad and all the things. So we're just all hole up. Hudson's here, up in his room, back from his little Arkansas trip with his boys, and that's all I got. It's a lot of people up in this house right now. They all need
Isn't
to go back to work.
Funny? Listen, it's funny how quickly you get used to it being quiet, to nobody being here.
Yes.
You know,
and
because
I can
we
just
we
do
talked.
My things.
So we have talked about the re-nesting or empty nesting and, you know, and the dread coming and the, you know, and then I'm thinking, you know, these kids have been out of my house for such a short time. But now John Garrett has been here. And his girlfriend has been here. And of course, there's been constant people in my house really since the middle of November.
Yes.
In out different people, but it's just constant. And I'm sitting here going, okay, it's time for everybody to go home.
Yes. Yes.
I love you. I'm tired of cooking. I'm tired of cleaning. I'm tired of emptying the dishwasher.
That's the thing. That dang dishwasher.
Gosh, mine's
And Tim's on it. Tim helps with that a lot. But I'm just like, we don't run it. Like when it's just the two of us. But I mean, you know, the amount of glasses alone and cups that just get, you know, which it's all wonderful. It's fine, but
it is. It's good to have everybody here. I'm not complaining, but it's a lot of work.
But get on out here.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, we used to do this. This was just our life, right?
I know, but I'm done with that. I'm not in that life anymore. I don't want that life. I'm not about that life.
I was always cooking and cleaning up after five people, and now there's only you know, two extras here, and I'm like,
I'm just to the point where they're grown, and mind you, but I'm just like, I'm obviously in a very bizarre stage of life, but it's all good. It's wonderful. Nothing to complain about. So That's everyone right. else got, did everyone get home? Is Caleb back in chat?
Caleb
I have no idea.
Is in chat.
He's
so
back.
Caleb is in chat.
Okay.
And
good.
I'll brag on him. You already know about this.
Yes.
But the engineers have to take one of their first exam. They go through several little licensing exams.
Are you okay?
Gosh, no. I've
Annie,
been
are
school.
You okay? Okay.
No. they have to go through all these professional exams, you
right.
know, to get their licensure. And their first one is an FE. Not sure what that stands. It field
it's a fundamentals.
Fundamental
engineering.
Engineering.
Yeah.
So that's the first one that you take that you have to get after you graduate. And anyway, so, but they've all told him, look, don't expect to pass this on the first time. You know, and several in his office were like, yeah, it took me three times. And he did meet one guy, and one guy said, I passed it on the first time. I didn't even hardly study.
So like any other test, it varies.
So
there it varies. Okay.
So, but he passed it. He passed it on his first time.
That's awesome.
And got a raise today because of it. So,
okay. I love the automatic raise. Let's go.
The automatic FE raise.
That's right. That's
but
awesome.
Tim, so your husband told him something that I have laughed at. He said, Blub, do you know what you made on it? And he said, no, I keep trying to find it, but I can't find a score. And he said, you don't want to know. Caleb said, no, I really do. He said, no, you don't. No, you don't want it. You don't want to know. You're not putting it on a resume. He said, the last thing you want to know is I made 100 the first time I took it. He said, you will end up on the nerd list. Don't do it.
Yeah. He's saving him from, he's,
right.
He's saving them from that real severe engineer nerd list. That's good. That's good wisdom and good advice.
Yeah,
and also, like, it's always in your head. And I think then if people do ask you, you'll say, but now if you don't know, then you just don't know. And as the saying goes, you know, the saying goes, and now the saying's out of my head. Oh, I know. You know what they call the person that came in last in their medical school class?
A doctor.
A doctor.
That's right.
That's exactly right. So, not saying he came in last. I'm just saying that's what Tim is saying.
Yeah.
You passed it.
You passed it.
Don't worry about it and move on. So that's a great. Well, that is pretty awesome. That's a pretty big deal.
So, yeah, it's a big deal.
Yay.
So he's back, JB's back in Nashville.
Okay.
And John Garrett's here, Ashlyn's here.
Uh-huh.
So
when do they go back? How many more? Do they have a couple more weeks?
I think Ashlyn is going back tomorrow.
Okay.
And John Garrett is leaving. He was going to leave Friday, but if the weather keeps doing what it says it's going to do, I think he'll leave Thursday.
Okay. Get on out. Get on ahead of it. Yeah. And have the weekend and get all resituated. So that's good. That's good. Well, like I said, Hud is still here and we don't know when he's going, but that's okay. He doesn't start class because he's going to start his classes.
Yeah.
He stopped working at the, you know, gave them his little notice at the fabrication place and they were excited for him to start school. So I think that starts on like the 13th or something. Okay. So I guess he needs to get back this next
weekend.
Yeah. I think he's going to stay this week. And then, you know, get him on back and ready to go. So, yeah. But Avery and Joey got back to chat, and Thatcher's back in New York. It's powder, just a little teeny bit of snow in New York right now. We told him to, we were talking yesterday, Avery and I were FaceTiming with Thatch, and I was telling him about the snow, and they're like, oh, my goodness, and we want snow. And Thatch said, well, it's supposed to do a little bit. You know, I think it's supposed to do a little bit here in New York. He missed the big snow. He was home here when they got one of the big snows up there. So he was like, and so he's like, yeah, I think we're supposed to get a little, maybe up to an inch. And then, so we were like, well, you need to do a little, he has a little tiny fire escape, you know, it's just classic New York. Out his window is this little fire escape. And we said, well, you need to do a little snowman on your little fire
escape.
That's
right. Yes.
And that'll be so cute. And he's like, oh yeah. He's like, I'm going to make a snow rat.
Like, welcome, New York.
Oh, New York. Empire State of Mind. So anyway, so he's going to try. There's not enough right now, but he's going to try to, you know, and then we got real excited. We're like, oh, yeah, it can be like chawing on a little piece of food and you can put little whiskers on it. And so we got kind of excited about Snow Rat 2025. Snow rat. We'll see if
that's hilarious. My gosh.
What else? What else you got?
Look, I collapsed last week. I don't know. I don't have anything. I mean, I really don't.
That's okay.
We started school today and they have packed my classes out, which do not work for culinary class. And I don't know how many times or how many ways that I can say that to them.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work and it's not good. And, I sent another email about it because mainly, I mean, I'm the only one in there and I've got 23 kids and I've got 4 rooms. And so really I'm sending emails to kind of cover my butt.
Right. Oh, that's a good idea. Say I can't be everywhere all the time. Like I'm one person.
One day something's going to happen. I mean, it's just, you've got 23 teenagers in one room. It's
with knives and stoves and burners and
and I've got, there are 4 rooms in my culinary room and it's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So they packed you out, but you got them going.
Yeah. Well, I don't do much on the first day just because I know schedules are going to change
and people will move around
when we do fruit basket turnover and all that. And I have in the past handed out all my papers and done all that. And then, you know, the next day I have a completely different class.
You're like, hey, welcome to, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Where did you guys come from?
So today I just kind of tell them about culinary and I want them to make sure that this is what they want to do. And so let me speak to parents for a second here. If you have high school students or students who are coming into high school and I guess this is probably just public education, but CTE is career technical education. That is what we used to call VoTech, and or SHOP or whatever. But it encompasses everything from criminal justice to nursing to culinary to
they're a lot better now than it seems
business
like
business and agriculture and
cool stuff. Yeah,
welding and you know carpentry, all of that. The CTE, they have to have three CTE in the same area of study. So they would have to have culinary one, two, and three
to get
to graduate to meet their graduation requirement.
Oh, I got you. So they can pick which area they want to do, but they need to stick with it. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but this is when they need to find what they're interested in and take that class. You know, if they are, and I told my students today, I'm like, this is not about me. This is all about you. This is not, you know, you need to find what you want to do and what you really like or what really interests you and go that direction, because culinary is not for everybody. If you're sitting here listening to me and going, you know, I don't want to wash dishes. Well, buddy, you're going to be washing a whole lot of dishes.
Go to SHOP.
So if that's not something you want to do, that's okay.
That's okay. Yeah. Good point.
You know, but go.
Well, that was a good point for you to give them an overview of what the actual class is like. Like, what are you going to be doing? Because I think you're right. Some people get in there and they're probably like, they're not sure what you're doing.
Sticks them in there. I mean, I hear that all the time. No, I didn't want this class. Guidance just stuck me in here.
Right.
So go talk to your guidance counselor.
Okay.
Find a class that you want to get in.
Gotcha.
So that's all I do on the first day. Tomorrow, I'll start going over rules and drills and all that. And
right.
I don't know. I'm a little frustrated. They've hijacked my entire program. They've moved SurfSafe to doing culinary 2 now.
Oh.
It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
Now I've got to figure out. And so then I thought, well, culinary 3 and 4, maybe we can do manager's exam. Well, now they don't want to pay for the manager's exam unless the kids really want to take it. And I'm going, By the time
you're in 3 or 4, it seems like they might be ready to do it. But okay.
I'm pretty frustrated right now.
It's all about money. Let's just be honest. We're just going to be honest. It's all about money. It's all about how much stuff costs and all that kind of stuff. That is, and it's a reality. It's a reality.
They also get money. The school gets money for the certifications that they take.
Right.
And that was what I was told today is, even if they get an additional certificate, we don't get any extra money for that.
Oh, weird.
And I was like, okay, so when did this, I need to quit talking.
Okay. Oh yeah. Let's just,
I need to quit
we talking. Need to, if we ever start a Patreon, those are, we can get spicier on there.
So I will say this, I am very frustrated. And if anyone listening has a job within the state of Tennessee, I think that I would probably take it in May. Hit me up.
Okay. Oh,
I have
nice.
Like okay. 4 years. I have like 4 years until I can retire with the state of Tennessee. Okay. So I hate to throw that away.
No.
But
you could find some little nice little clerical situation that you can just have sit behind your little desk and hand out candy to people and be nice.
Right. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Don't go back to the health department though. That disturbed
me. I'm not going back to the health department.
I can't take those stories anymore.
I don't know.
Let's move away. I was going to say the little cubicle. Mm-hmm. You could be the receptionist at like some
state park. I need to go to a state park.
Yes.
I need a job at a state park.
They need you, Joni. Mm-hmm.
They do need me.
Oh, you could be the little resource lady at the visitor center.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're working on this, guys. Let's kind of crowdsource this up and let's do Project Ranger Joni. I don't know. Anyway.
Ranger Joni. I want to go work with the owls because they're the softest things that I've ever touched in my life.
Yeah. Does she have any experience with birds or anything?
No, I don't.
But
I would be a good owl petter.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And I think if anything, our camp counselor experience has taught us is that we can do anything.
Yeah.
Just tell us what you need us to do and we can do it. So we're very versatile. That's hilarious.
Need to go. I can go right around on the lake and check the water levels.
Oh, you could do that or get little samples for the little algae or whatever.
Yeah.
You could be the sample picker upper.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. Okay. We're going to work on it. We're going to see what we can do, guys.
Okay.
This needs to happen quickly before next school year. So we got to get on it.
Yeah, that's right. Get down on it.
Oh gosh, you guys.
Okay.
I have something that I would like to talk about.
Okay, good.
Over this past Christmas season, this Christmas shopping retail season, I would like to bring forward a suggestion that it's going to seem very old school, and it's going to be like, why, you know, very non-tech and old school idea that I'm going to bring up here that we bring back into the world of retail. And that is the simple use of good signage. Mm-hmm. Okay, we just need to use some signs for certain things. I know there's a lot of signs. Y'all are sitting here going, there's signs everywhere. They get me crazy. I realize
Here's
that.
Your sign.
Here's your sign. I cannot tell you at least three times this holiday shopping season. I can't remember where two of them were. Because it's like I've locked it. One was definitely at the JCPenney's here. I was returning something. Okay. And I waited in the line. Now at the JCPenney, of course, they have these like, you got to go to the middle of the kiosk, you know, and so everyone's piled. And again, it's crowded. There's a lot of people. I'm fine with that. I realize it's holidays. I realize there's one poor little lady there working. So I'm not grumpy in the line. It doesn't bother me really to stand in the line because I'm like, you're here because you decided to be here right now. You know, me. I'm like, I don't, you know. So no problem. I'm not saying, oh my gosh, it was so crazy at the holidays. We're fine. I wait in the line patiently. This lady, of course, she's talking to everyone, which as an introvert too, I'm like, stop, just stop. We're not here to talk. Everyone stop talking to the lady because there's 15 people in line. Stop talking, Tim Broyles. Anyway, get up there, wait in my time in line, get up, put my bag on the counter, only to have her say, oh, returns aren't over at the place over there by the photo. There was no sign because that's what I need a sign for. When I get in the line or I'm sitting there staring for 15 minutes at the little kiosk, that's the place that a big sign right there that says returns by photo studio. No returns here. It can just be an 8x10. You can write it by hand if you need to. But you want to talk about, you want to know why people get crazy rage in places? Because they stand in line for God knows ungodly amount of time just to get up there to be told we're in the wrong line.
Right.
I told the lady, and because that's where, and usually, again, I am not mad at her. Like, well, I was a little annoyed with her because I'm like, I said, you need a sign. I said, it'd be great if you put a sign out. Yeah, we need signs at all the doors. I'm like, no, because nobody looking at a sign when they come in the door. And if they are, that's great. But I'm like, you need it right here at the end of the thing with the strap and the people get in line. No returns. Where when they're staring at returns at the thing, that is where you need the sign. And if I was you, I would just handwrite one up real quick because you're about to get, someone's going to be not nice as me. And it's going to take that, you know.
That's right.
Polyester infinity scarf they bought and wrap it around your neck and you're going to be sad.
Oh
then.
My.
Well, I'm just saying, you might not think according to my personality that I'm a very patient, but I am when I go
Tis
out places
the
like that.
Season to be jolly.
Anger.
La la la.
But that's the thing, because I'm like, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. I was fine in the line. I have no issue, because I'm like, I'm here. It's a line. There's no point in being crabby. There's no point in, we're waiting in line. No problem. Yeah. But when I get up there and you tell me, and I've been holding this bag here, and you get up and tell me after I waited in that line that this isn't the place to do that, I'm going to need you to put a sign out. And it happened to one or two other places where I'm like, and I've told each one, normally I don't say it, but I'm like, you know, you need to have a sign.
That's right.
It's just a sign. It's not anything fancy, but you're going to go through this 10, Listen. 20 times today. And people, you just put a sign up and it's going to make everyone happier.
Yeah.
Okay.
People no longer know how to run retail.
Oh, it's gone.
And
it's 100% gone.
Even, who was it telling me that they went to pay for something and they only took credit cards?
Oh, yeah.
Debit cards. Mm-hmm. And he was like, but I have cash. And mm-hmm. he said, and that he talked to the owner, and the owner said, I don't take cash anymore because these kids don't know how to count it and I lose money. And so
you don't need to count.
I just
it.
Do.
You punch
debit.
The number into the yeah. machine and the
well,
magic calculator
what,
machine does it for you and you
we,
just give it back.
But even still, they don't know how to count it back.
I don't have to count it back.
No,
you just add
whatever
you, just,
the, you don't. You're not hearing me. What the machine tells them to do,
they can't.
They
count
can't
cash.
Count the money. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then why did they graduate from high school? Is what I
well,
need to know.
Well, that's a good question.
That's what
and
I need to know.
I'm telling you, I can tell uh-huh. you why.
Why are you a junior in high school and you can't add money?
Yeah. Okay. Because the school gets more money for the more graduates that they have.
All right. We're not talking about this because it's just going to make me upset.
It's
going to
make
really
you very mad.
Mad.
But
make
guess what
mad.
We're going to do in culinary?
Count money.
We are going to count money.
There
and
you
I'm
go.
Going back to yeah. J.B. McCaleb days. And we are going to
okay.
learn to count back money.
Count it back. Mm-hmm.
We're going to count it up and we're going to count it back.
Which, I mean, I'll be honest. I didn't know. Now I know. Now I could figure out counting back. I was yeah. never taught it. And I'm not a math person, but yeah. that doesn't matter. I was never taught that or required to. And I worked several retail. Yeah. I worked at a bank. I worked retail yeah. and did not. I don't need to. I could yeah. count money, you know. So that's yeah. what these kids, even if they can't do that, like they can. But that's good. Yeah. That's a good skill for you to. You know, imbibe yeah. upon these children. But it's anyway, it, retail is, just, we're not going to get in a whole brouhaha about it. And the smaller shops are much better. Obviously the little, you know, locally
right.
owned kind of places, but man, those big places. And I'm like, can you just put a sign out so the 20 people standing in line
yeah.
don't go homicidal on your butt when you get up there after you've been chatting to every Tom, Dick and Harry for the last 30 minutes and then I'm in the wrong line. Mm.
Did you have any New Year's resolutions?
I'm not done complaining about
oh,
something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got something else to complain about.
Okay, here we go.
I detest all my bras. I hate them all. I hate them all. I hate them all.
Just,
they're all stupid.
There's a
way
to fix
them.
It. Let's just take them all off.
I hate them.
Go back to the 70s.
No, I'm not comfortable with that either. I don't like that either.
Oh,
I just need to report.
I'm totally comfortable with that.
I just need to report. And I bought some new ones recently that I thought were okay, and I just hate them all. So that's all I'm going to say about it. I'm done with that. I hate them. I need somebody to figure out something. That's all I have. Okay, I have one little reminder, and then we'll get into our things. This is my annual reminder to, now that the Christmas season is kind of over, and you're getting all these new emails because you ordered stuff, so now you're on 50,000 new email lists, okay? Just as you're sitting there, you know, watching your little, you know, murder show or whatever it is that you're watching, just go through and unsubscribe from stuff. Just go ahead. I do that. I'm pretty good about it. But even the other day, and I started getting new ones this, like, leading up to Christmas of things that I'd purchased in the past but hadn't been getting emails from. And so they get you back on those lists. And, I mean, like a fingernail polish that I, you know, bought years ago. Somehow I'm on their list. Anyway, so I just went through and you just click and just unsubscribe, you know, keep the ones you want, but you know, you order one thing and you're on that list for 15 years. So go ahead and take the time to unsubscribe, kids. If you're like me and you like a clean email box. Okay. That's all I have now.
I actually remember that advice and have followed it this year.
Yeah. It's because you start to, it, the Christmas season and you're in it and you're shipping and you're looking at stuff. So you're needing to kind of keep all those, but now everything's shipped, everything's, you know, what needs to be returned, you know, and you can just go through and get off all of those lists. So there you go. All right. Would you like to move on to happier things?
Yes. What happy okay. thing have you got?
No, it's your, what you
oh,
just said, and I shushed you up because I needed to complain
resolution.
About my bras.
I was asking if you had any New Year's resolutions.
Well, I've been chatting a while here, so why don't we start? I do have a couple of things, but do you have anything that you want to share? Do you have resolutions / word or phrase of the year /
So this is the year of health for me.
Me too.
That's
girl.
Where we are. Because
that's where
I am.
We are.
I mean,
yep.
it's here we are. We've reached this age. And I will tell you, the the best thing that I did in 2024 is go to Flourish, which if you have listened to me at all, you've heard me talk about the bio hormone replacement, their bioidentical hormone replacement. But there is so many things. I mean, I'm now at that age where things are going downhill.
Our body is changing. Yes, it's really gone through significant changes, and you have to keep up with that.
I've never had high blood pressure. I've never had high cholesterol. I've never had, any health problems, really. Mm-hmm. My blood work has always been beautiful. Well, this time when I went for my hormone replacement, they do a very extensive blood thing. My blood work was no longer beautiful, and my blood pressure has been going up. But I don't want to get on blood pressure medication. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty avoidable in most cases, not in every case.
Now I will say that November and December was just so busy and crazy that I kind of quit walking, but I try to walk 2 to 3 miles a day. But I have really changed my diet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you said that. I remember you.
Really
yeah.
changed my diet.
That's excellent.
We're going to talk at some point with the people from Flourish. Mm-hmm. And they've opened my eyes to so much stuff because my dad was a pharmacist.
Yeah, so but that's different.
My granddaddy was a pharmacist.
Yeah.
But it was a different day. And
pharmacy, again, as we've talked, that's incredibly necessary, but that's to help with your things that are, symptoms and bad things that have happened. It's not really to keep you healthy. That's just not what it's for. And that's not, it doesn't mean we don't need it. It just means.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I am. So I'm focusing on physical health, but also spiritual health, emotional health, financial health. Health, the whole thing. And because I'm real bad, Amazon is my downfall, I think, when I just like, oh, I just need that or that looks cool. Mm-hmm. And click. I mean, it's too easy.
It's so easy. We don't have to leave our houses.
I really don't need that. And so I'm having to, just look back and go, I don't have to have, 50 shades of this or whatever.
Sure? Okay. I support
and I'm real
you.
I'm bad too about you. Finding one thing. Like I've got on today this pullover, this sweater.
How many colors do you have it in?
Pullover. I now have 3.
That's so
I love it.
Too.
I know. I love it. I know. I have a pink, a navy, and I just ordered a green one.
I know.
But they're so comfortable.
I
know.
And I was going to say, yes, exactly. But at the same time, sometimes when you find something like that and you are wearing it a ton, and you ever really liking it, it can be worth it to get it in a couple. But you're right.
Yes.
We there's a lot of stuff that we can let go of and all that. Yeah. That's very good. Very sage advice.
Health is my word of 2025. I'm going to get back.
That is very good. I think I kind of have like resolution/goals. And then I do have a couple of kind of words that came to me, and it doesn't always, I don't always, and I don't, you know what, people poo-poo all these things. You can just go shove it where the sun don't shine. Everyone just, no, it's definitely not. I'm like, but you know what I mean? Again, that's kind of one of those weird things that I'm just like, over the past few years, it's like, everyone's talking about resolutions are stupid and words are stupid or we're doing weird. And I'm like, everyone just stop. We don't need your opinions. Yeah. Do what you want to do and just move on. For some people, it's nice. Some years you do it. Some years you don't.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah.
I need everyone to use a sign and I need them to calm down. I will say that in terms of like goals, is my top one this year is the health, the physical health, as you said. Everything else, great too, but I'm trying to be really more specific. And it is very much so that, and for all the reasons you said, there's a lot of things that I want to tweak and do that I haven't and that I've put off. And, the new year is a time to somehow you feel like you have permission to do something new or start, you know, or try things or,
it's a,
you know
it's
what I
mean? Good reset.
It's a good reset.
It's a good reset.
It's and a it's, good, yes, it is. And Christmas is just,
yeah.
Everything just sort of spirals out of control and not,
oh,
it doesn't
it's a free
have to, and it doesn't, you know, I'm not trying to complain at all or anything, but there's just a lot, going on and busyness and all the things so that your mind just really goes to, it gets put on the back burner. So that is absolutely, the hormones, the bioidentical hormone situation. I'm jumping on board. There's some supplements that, I'm going to tweak as I'm learning more about, menopause and what's needed and what's recommended and the different things that, you know, I'm not taking, I'm taking several things and that's great, but it's time to tweak that, shift that. It's time to, as much as I don't love exercise, it's time to, I do like walking. I do like that. And if I lived somewhere that was a little easier to get outside and like walk, I kind of live on a busy street. So it's an excuse, but that's where I am. You know, so figuring some stuff out. Now, what I did decide to do with that though, which I think is a good idea for me is, okay, we make this big goal. And we're like health, you know, and it's like exercise, eat right, do this, do that. And those, and that's great. But, I want to create some long-term habits.
Yeah.
And I want to really ease into it. This is for the whole year and beyond, you know, and beyond. It's going to take longer than a year, you know? But to start off, the way I kind of thought about it was I'm like, okay, I know I want to really focus on this year because I have not focused on it the last two for sure. It's just been like kind of, you know, trying, you know, a little bit, but not really with a lot of intention. And I'm like, so I want to break it down even into like, okay, so what couple of things am I going to start January now?
Right.
Not starting at all.
Right.
I can't.
Well,
start it all in one, like, you know, order the things and order the supplements and get the hormones and do that. You know, I want to do this quickly and move forward, but I'm like January, I mean, we're already at January 6th, you know, so what am I going to do? What couple of things, habits am I going to implement in January? And then if I can add, I'll add more to that. But instead of kind of looking at it, the whole gambit, I'm like every month I'm adding more every month. I'm going to more.
I, instead of starting a diet per se, I mean, what I've looked at is, okay, what foods help lower blood pressure?
Yeah, it's like, what do I need more of? Not what do I need less of? You know, do I need more of?
When we were younger, it was about losing weight to look good. Now, I mean, I think it's pretty clear. I'm not going to be a Victoria's Secret model.
You don't know. Things are changing, honey. We could be the next big thing.
They actually.
And it would be a big thing.
That is. So, but it's not, you know, now it's not about that anymore. For me, it is about, I want to feel good. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to go and hike and do. I want to go with the boys and, you know, do all this outdoor stuff, which I've always loved the outdoor stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that, so that's what it's about for me. So now I'm looking at, okay, what foods lower, I'm not doing a big, you know, keto or you know, Mediterranean diet,
which that's great. If you would do that, that's right. great things to do,
but this is where I am. I'm like, okay,
we need longer term health, healthy, kind of situations. And that's exactly, I heard someone say the other day and it absolutely like, it just shocked me. Shock isn't the right word. Like woke me up. And I think some of this is, you know, obviously it's a lot more in my world and mind a lot more because of my mother-in-law and where she is with her health and her mind and where all that, it's very front of, you know, in our lives. And the person said, this was a doctor. I think it's someone who actually, I'm going to start anyway. Who cares? Didn't matter. But, and she said, there's two reasons people end up in nursing homes. They can't move. They can't think.
Yeah.
Those are the reasons they end up there. one or the other, you know?
Yeah.
And she said, I want to do everything I can to shorten the amount of time that I may need to be. And those, you know, again, thankful for the places, but like, you don't want to be in a nursing home for 20 years.
No, I don't.
I don't.
No.
I may
end
up.
To a nursing home, I hope they put us together.
They got to put us together. We've told them this. We've explained this to them, that I don't care who has to come which way, whatever's cheaper and nicer. Yeah. We want a nice place, buckos. Yeah. Y'all better start bringing in the bucks. Okay? Because we're not playing.
Just get us a cabin in, you know, Chattanooga, somewhere
with a butler,
outside of Chattanooga.
With like a butler and a little private
probably
nurse.
It might be cheaper. I've heard
it
that
might
people...
be. We could stay at the Reed House. Honey, we could stay at the Reed House probably with a private nurse. I kid you not. Mm-hmm. Probably
cheaper than
we could do a nursing home.
Yeah.
Retirement home. Yep. Yeah. We got to think about that.
That's
okay.
True.
But anyway, so that, okay, that big goal, I have some other big goals in different areas and business, all the things. I do have a couple of words that came to my mind this year. Cause I'm really just, I was just thinking about it and I haven't had a lot of time to think about it, but they just came up. One is, the first word is just study. I just feel really like, over the past months, like I have a yearning to, I don't take the time to really kind of go deeper and learn more about whatever it is that interests me. This is not anything necessarily particular one thing. It can be the Bible is definitely on there and God and all that is on there. But just study, just this idea of being able to really research or study something interesting.
Right.
Just has me to be curious about it and then to take the time to read a book about it or go online and learn some stuff, take a little course on, you know, not just whatever it is, however that looks, to allow myself to take some time to dig deeper into some things that just are interesting to me, is kind of one. My second word, I'm going to have to explain it, so don't laugh. My second word is fertilize. I told you.
Okay.
I told you not to laugh.
Sarah, we're going to need you to close your ears now.
No, we're not. I'm telling you, that's how I know. Cause like, who would pick that word? Who has picked the word fertilize for their word of the year? You guys, I understand. I'm not the Instagram influencer. I'm not picking things like, you know, revive and reborn and all, whatever I'm supposed to pick. I got fertilize. I got studying for fertilize to me felt really, really right. It just fit the bill. Because as I look at this year, I'm like, I think, I don't know, you and I talked about it? No, I talked about it with someone. I don't remember who. Anyway, I don't want to start. I'm not seeing myself starting anything new. Okay. I don't need a new project. I don't need a new, you know, some years you feel that like, oh, what's the next thing? Yeah. I don't feel that this year at all. I don't need a next thing at all because I have some really good things that I've started, the podcast. I mean, that's been a couple of years, you know, the podcast, the vintage booth sales, that's a whole big an endeavor that I started last year. And I kind of look at that and go, wow, you know, whatever, those are some things that I just am ready to dig in and like fertilize what I've already planted.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. Even though the word is ridiculous, it is how I feel. Not just water, you know, you could say water, but like really just fertilize and get new growth on the things that I've already have going on.
Yeah.
So nothing new. Now, well, there'll be a new, you know, I'm sure life throws new things it already has as I, you know, 2025 coming in hot. But I mean, you know, and there'll be a new, you know, there'll be something with the house maybe to kind of work on to, you know, that's a new project, but we talked about it over New Year's with the family. We're like, okay, this year is the first year in probably over a decade where we as a family, that there's nothing on the calendar that's happening like a graduation, high school,
a wedding,
college, a wedding, moving, major moves of kids. Yeah. We've just been moving and doing, it's the deck, it's just where we are, right? In the season of life. And it's been great and all the things and moving Tim's mom and moving, you know, I mean, something will come up with my dad. You know, there's always stuff, there's life stuff that's going to happen, but there's nothing known that we have to kind of plan or get ready for. So I just feel like it's a really good year to just like hunker down and invest in what I've already already planted.
And bloom where you're planted.
And just fertilize the heck out of it. You know, just fertilize that yard. Yeah, but you know what I mean? It feels really good. And normally I'm kind of a, ooh, is there something new for me this year? Where do I need to, you know, and that's great. That's a great feeling, but I don't feel that way at all this year. I feel like very like, you know, just really work on this stuff that you've already got going. And that's different for me.
Yeah.
So yeah. Fertilize. Word of 2025. It may come out to be different than how I mean it to be. I may get, I'm not sure that I'm going to like it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
No. I didn't mean that. Mia.
You said it. You said it.
I meant I might get a bunch of fertilizer dumped on my head is what I meant to say. But gosh. Sorry, Sarah. Yeah, you shouldn't have been listening because you.
I told you.
You did. So exciting. We can talk more about this stuff as we kind of, because it comes out more throughout the month. Like you don't have to like have it all locked down on day one.
No.
But what about, do you have any, and you may or may not, I kind of, you know, we've talked about low level goals. Do you happen to have anything this year that's just a low hanging fruit?
No, I mean, it's, and I don't say that it's a goal. I mean, it's right now, health is what I'm working on.
Right.
And it's, you know, and that's an everyday, you know, goal. I mean, it's an everyday, some of it's low hanging, some of it's high hanging.
Right.
Some
but like by low level goals, so, you know, to give the example of ones we've had in the past, one of yours, and I kind of adopted it for a little while too, you know, you had a low level goal of just standing up without making noises. So like, that's what I'm talking about.
I failed every day.
I had one in 2020. That's when I started my low level goals of just learning to drink beer, learning to like beer. So that's what I'm talking about. Things that are of no consequence. But do you have, I have a low level. I had to really think about it because nothing jumped out. I'm going to get a moss pole for my Monstera plant. I need to do that. I've needed to do that for years.
Okay. Here's one that I will tell you.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like I've done it this year.
Okay.
Really watch sports. I love it.
Oh, that's a good low level goal.
I love basketball. I love baseball. I love football. And I will catch some, you know, Mississippi State games, but I mean, I've not been watching anything. It's just I'm so busy that.
Wait, that's a great low level goal. Cause it's like, you know, it's right there. It's attainable. You don't really have to do anything to get it. Nothing breaks down if you don't do it.
Right.
But you want to do it.
I want to do it. I want to get back. And I used to watch them all the time. And I think, how did I have time to watch all these things that I love? But I do. I love baseball. And I would sit outside and watch baseball.
Mm.
And I didn't watch the Cardinals last year.
Well, it's because they stunk, honey. Nobody watched them.
But still.
Nobody watched them. They were stupid.
No, I'm not a fair weather fan.
I'm not either, but it doesn't mean we have to suffer.
I watch it. Mississippi State baseball, I would catch a few games, but it's just like, you know, and football, it was kind of hit or miss.
Yeah.
And I realized
Saturday is tough when it's all the football, it's always on set. Baseball is easier to catch because it's more of them, but football, it's once a week on a Saturday. And if you're busy.
Yeah.
Like,
and even professional. And I like the NFL where, you know, I watched some Viking last night, which was a loss.
Oh,
but I forgot. I thought, gosh, why have I not watched any of this?
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's a good one. You need to pop down and get to a couple of baseball games and start this year. Just kind of take a point and you take a day, get your sun hat on and just,
go sit. Man, there is nothing like sitting in the ballpark, is there?
No, it is. I mean, it's pretty nice feeling. It really is. It's relaxing.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah, it's a fun atmosphere. Well, that is a perfect low-level goal. I approve. Not that you needed
any. Appreciate that.
You know, you didn't need it from me, but there you go. Excellent. Okay. Well, is it time for your recipe?
It's time for my recipe, and it's not healthy, but it
fits. Oh, great. Good job.
Goal last year.
Good job.
I don't know why I was craving this today. I didn't make it today, but it's cold outside. You know, this is where you start craving that warm comfort food.
Yep.
So
here
is my recipe for beer cheese soup.
Oh my gosh.
Have you had beer cheese soup?
Not yours, but I've had it before.
Oh,
yes.
So good.
And it's
very
good. Okay. All right. Give it to us.
So you're going to need half a cup of unsalted butter and 2 carrots. You're going to peel them and chop them, and a sweet onion chopped and 2 cloves of garlic minced, but hold on to your garlic for a second. So you're going to melt your butter, get a Dutch oven, and you're going to melt your butter. And then put in your carrots and your onion, and you're going to saute those until they're tender. And then go in and put your garlic in. So a lot of times they'll tell you just to, you know, cook it all together, but your garlic cooks so fast.
Yeah, it'll cook too fast. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So add your garlic in and then just cook that for about a minute in there, because then you're going to come in and put on top of that 2/3 cup of flour, all-purpose flour, and you want to kind of brown is not really the word. I call it browning your flour, but you're making that roux. You just want it to be like a thick paste to it.
So it kind of gets a little bit golden. It kind of turns a little golden.
And you'll get a nutty smell that comes off of it. Okay. And then you're going to put in 1/4 of chicken broth, 4 cups of chicken broth, and 1 12-ounce bottle of beer. That's your preference. You can use an amber ale, or you could use a dark stout, just however you want, you know, whatever flavor you want with that. A cup of whole milk, and I didn't tell you, you're going to whisk in after you do your flour. You are going to whisk in your chicken broth, your beer, 1 cup of whole milk, 1/2 cup of half and half, a teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of Worcestershire salt.
Worcestershire.
Wash your sister sauce.
Worcestershire. Worcestershire.
Caleb calls it wash your sister sauce.
Okay, that's good.
And 1 teaspoon of dry mustard, 1 teaspoon of black pepper.
That mustard is important.
That mustard is important.
That mustard and the beer and the cheese, that combo. Carry on.
All right, bring that soup to a boil. Keep whisking it for a little bit. Bring it to a boil and then reduce your heat to medium. And then you just cook it for about 15 minutes, stir it occasionally, and then go in and stir in 2 cups of extra sharp cheddar grated on that. Now, you could also add, and what I would do is add some Gouda just to give it a little different flavor to
it. Yeah, a little creamy. Yeah. That would be interesting.
Smokier.
A little smoked kind of Gouda. Okay.
So, and then you're going to stir that until it's smooth, and then take an immersion blender and puree that until it's smooth. Now, if you don't have one and you just want to use a regular blender, just kind of do it in batches.
Right.
And just get it.
Be careful because it's hot. So be careful.
It's going to be hot. And then pour it in your bowls. You're going to garnish it with some crumbled cooked bacon and some chopped chives. And if you want to add a little hot sauce to it, a few dashes of hot sauce.
Yes, ma'am. We do want to do that. And you want to serve that with a pretzel bread or a hot pretzel on the side.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good. That'd be pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. Oh, that sounds amazing. Okay, I love that. I haven't had a good cheddar soup in a long time. That's amazing. Excellent. Okay, are you ready for my top three?
Top three.
I'm ready for your top three.
I'm ready too. You didn't think I was, but I am.
I'm just glad it's not me.
I know.
Oh, okay. And let me go ahead and say this. I already have the recipe up on the website. So you can go right now and look at the recipe.
You don't need to show off. You don't need to show off that you got something done before we even recorded.
Well, since last week, I forgot to even post anything, but I finally did.
I know. It's been a time. Yeah. We're doing fine. We're going to fertilize. We're going to fertilize this podcast. Okay. It's going to be great. You're going to help me fertilize.
I'm going to fertilize you.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that. Okay. Number one of my top three is the Fraser. It's by Thymes, is the brand, Thymes. And you can probably see these if you have little shops around. The Fraser Fir is the scent. The Thymes, we've had this for forever in candles. The Fraser Fir is one of the best, you know, pine winter. And I use it all winter. Again, I love it because it's just winter. But it's the Fraser Fir. And this year I got the little oil reed diffuser, like instead of the candles. Right, yeah. In fact, those are the candles at Avery's wedding are the Fraser Fir because those are her favorite. Those are her favorite. So I got the little Voltivs and they're just such a good smell. But I went ahead this year and got the beautiful little clear glass with the reeds and the oil because I wanted it just to be constant. And as much as I like a candle, I just want it to be constant. Yeah. I don't want to light it and unlight it and burn it the right and burn it even. I didn't want to mess with any of that. So I treated myself to that and I got one for Avery for Christmas. She was so cute because it's on her list every year. They're like Fraser Fir candles or pine candles. And she had that on her list, candle or diffuser or something. So she saw my diffuser when she came home and she's like, oh, it smells so good. I said, I know. I said, I treated myself and all this. And then she opened one for Christmas.
Yeah.
I was so sneaky. It's wonderful. Then the second thing that I just have really been enjoying this, we haven't been very consistent about filling the bird feeders this year. And, this winter, and I'm not giving you a particular bird feeder, but just my bird feeders. They're right outside my bedroom window. We have probably five or six of them. Yeah, probably so. And Tim filled them for me when the snow was coming. I said, please. And he loves it too. And then, man, the birds just, this is the best time. The winter is the best time because there's nothing to look at. You know what I mean? It's so dreary and so all the things. So it's good anytime to have, but in the winter and the snow, and I mean, the cardinals have been coming. I'm an old lady watching the birds at my bird feeder and I love it. And then the last thing, I have a new makeup, a new foundation to tell you all about. It is the Clinique, and I've never used a lot of Clinique. My mom used Clinique. That's like all she used. Anyway, this is the Clinique Even Better Refresh Hydrating and Repairing Makeup. It's a foundation, comes in a little tube, and they're little cute boxes and a little squeezy tube. It's nice and small, really good for travel and all that. And how I got introduced to it was I went like a couple days before the wedding because, you know, nothing like the last minute to figure out what was going on. And I just wasn't really happy with, and I've had some really good foundations, but I just wanted a little better, you know, long wearing moisture. Anyway, wanted to try something. And so I went to I went to Ulta. They have Clinique there. And I happened to ask the lady, you know, cause I'm looking around and I had an idea of one I wanted to try. I had an idea of a brand. I can't remember which one it was. Which one was it? It was like one of the Estee Lauders or the Lancome Tinted. It was like, you know, one of those nicer. I was like, they keep being recommended. I'm willing to try one of those this time. So I asked the, you know, lady was like, what can I help you with? And I asked her and bonus points. She looked to be about our age or older. Okay. A mature woman, and I'm sorry, but ain't no 20-year-old. What they going to tell me about when I'm telling them I need on my face? I mean, they can do training. I understand that. But she was, anyway, told her what I wanted, what I was looking for. And the one, and she said, yeah, that one's good. She said, have you tried this Clinique one? And I also was like, Clinique, I don't know. It's a really great brand, but I've just never been super drawn to it. Anyway, long story, really long. She recommended this, got me my color, you know, we kind of worked on that. And I ended up using it, and it is a really nice, some foundations, you can't tell any different. Like, you're just like, they all look the same. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But I wore this for the wedding. I wore this for the rehearsal dinner and the wedding. And I was very happy with it. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy with the coverage, very happy with the little bit of the radiance, and it's a hydrator. Yeah. That's the thing too. I'm like, I need moist, like I don't need anything drying. I don't need, but it has to be long lasting. And this is very hydrating, and it says it repairs. I don't know what the world it, anyway. But I was really happy with how it went on with the finish, how my other makeup held on it. Of course, mm-hmm. I setting sprayed it on that and all that and did a little more to it, but it's really good. If you're looking for a new, it's a pretty decent coverage. It's medium to full. It's buildable. It's definitely not like a super light, but if you did a little bit and then used like a sponge, a damp sponge to put it on, you know, wrung yeah. out sponge, then it would lighten it even. It's not, it doesn't feel heavy, but it feels hydrating. I don't know how else to explain it.
Right.
It's a winner. And it did great for the wedding. It did great for everything. I went back the other day and bought another color because I, for some reason, felt like I wanted a little lighter. I can't get stuff to match my neck. Like I'm light right now and everything looks too dark on my face right now, but I can mix that. So there you go. Little foundation, new year, new you. But if you've got mature skin, it's not, I don't know, it's not oily. I mean, anyway, it just goes on really nice. It's a really nice finish.
Your makeup looked, you looked very pretty at the wedding.
Oh, it's very, very nice. Okay, well, that's what I'm yeah. telling you. That made a difference. Mm-hmm. That really made a difference to me. The finish, whatever that was, yeah. was really good. You know, and a couple people, I know people are just going to say that and be nice, which I appreciate, but someone said at the rehearsal dinner, they're like, your makeup, you like, or no, you know, it was Janice when we were all together at the house, we were mm-hmm. sitting there and I had it on. She's like, your skin looks great. Yeah. I'm like, and I had that on.
Yeah.
So there you go, guys.
Yeah, it was really good.
Thank you. Okay. That's my top three. Go watch the birds.
I'm going to go make some soup.
Yeah. We've got soup. We made when the snow was coming on Saturday, I had this stuff to do a big pot of chicken and wild rice. So we have that left over. And
I'm going to make some chicken gnocchi.
It's a oh, your chicken gnocchi. Yeah, it's a good mm-hmm. chicken wild rice, chicken gnocchi yeah. kind of a. So I'm about to go yeah. scoop me up a bowl of that. So glad to talk with everybody. Glad to share. Hope you guys are having a good week of kind of starting to think about entering the world. Have you seen that Gandalf meme where it's like you're going back to work? I think your husband sent it. I have no recollection of this point.
Yeah.
I
need to post on here. Y'all, I took a picture of Ron Schenck taking a nap. He was sound asleep.
Joni,
and I took a picture of him, and he has the black, and he's pulled it down over his, because he had his coat on, and he pulled his jacket, and he pulled his hood down over his eyes. And I was like, it's the Emperor.
It was the Emperor from Star Wars. She sent it to me, and I'm like, I'll grab it off there, and I'll put it on our social media in this lunch when I'll grab it.
I mean, it was crazy.
It was frightening.
Yeah.
It was frightening.
I was like, I'm not sure who I'm not sure who I'm married to, but anyway.
All right. we'll leave you guys with that. So until next time, we'll be back next week, and hope you guys have a great week, and hope you guys get snow if you want it, and if you don't, well, that's good too. Until then, goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dip. You're my only hope, Obi-Wan.
That's Princess Leia. Princess Leia says that. Sounds real good. How are your sinuses? Did they get them all cleared out?
My sinuses are good. Mm-hmm.
Do you have to do that regularly or is that a new thing? No. Okay. That's a new adventure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just when I start to feel them get a little cloggy, then I go and get, what's it called, ALT. It's a lymphatic drainage of my head.
Oh, I need that. I need it all over.
I need to do the whole body, but frankly, I'm spending so much money that
no.
I'm like, let's just do the head today.